Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hi there. Sorry, you're catching us just post-show. It ended just a few minutes ago.
Let me swallow my salad.
I'm still nursing my coffee.
Crazy.
Which will still take me home.
See, I have one of my coffee, couple of them, they're too hot. I need to keep the top open so I can drink it on my way to work because it keeps it too damn hot.
Well, you look at it this way, right? If I drank it quickly, I'd probably drink more than one cup in the morning. I think one cup is good. And then I have one in the afternoon, so I'm only having two cups a day. Right? As opposed to...
Yeah.
I think when my brother was a cop, I think he had like eight cups a day.
Whoa. Yeah, but that's a police officer. I think that's a police officer, fireman, medical staff. That's a thing for them.
Yep.
That's a question I got to ask someday. Who drinks the most in a day? I'd like to know. That because you know it used to be you get a cup of coffee, it was just a small little cup. Now they're giant cups and they cost $3.50 to $5 if you're getting them from a store, or 99 cents if you're getting them from Cumbie's. And I say that because we have a Cumbie's alum. He's in the Cumbie Hall of Managers Hall of Fame, Scott McMullen. Assistant Manager Hall of Fame.
That was also on the beginning stages of what happened. Greg, we have a few minutes. I'll tell you the story. I was working at Service Merchandise, and they pulled me aside one day, and they're like, "Hey, we want to talk to you. Can you come upstairs?"
That's not good.
No. So I go upstairs, and they sit down, and they're like, "Oh, you know, we think you're doing great here and everything. You got to cut your hair."
They did?
So I go...
The guy with the mustache told you to cut your hair?
He was there.
Wasn't him.
But wasn't him. Gotcha. And I go, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Yeah, listen, you got to cut your hair and everything, because when you, like... If you lean down and you're doing, because in the department that I was working in, I had to fill out, I sold people guns sometimes at Service Merchandise.
Service Merchandise was like a kind of, it was like a Walmart, but it wasn't as big, you know what I mean? So, and you would go and you would give them a ticket number and they would bring it back from the warehouse.
Now,
back on a conveyor belt.
While I was working at Service Merchandise, what they would do is they would pay for college courses. So I was going to school too at the same time when they were paying for the classes. This is where they made the mistake. Like, you have to cut your hair because when you lean down, people can't see your eyes. And I go, "Well, what about Laura?" And they go, "Excuse me?" I go, "When, you know, if Laura's doing the same paperwork, I'm just using your name as an example. She leans over. She's got long hair. They can't see her either." And the guy goes, "Well, I mean, it's different." And I'm like, "Well..."
You say you look like a criminal?
"It's not really different." I said, "And guys, you're paying me to go to, business management classes. And we talk about this stuff all the time. And what you're doing right now is kind of against the law. So if you're asking me to do something about my hair, then you have to have everybody else that has long hair out there do the same thing."
Do you think it's kind of a dick move to do that?
For me to do that?
Yes, to make a stand like that. Well, back then, now mind you, it was probably, what, the 80s?
No. It was, it was the 90s. Okay. Probably, I graduated in 91. Now, when you were in school, Dad's rule is nobody had, me and my brother always wanted long hair. Absolutely not. Once you're done school, you can grow it down to your feet. I don't care. So it was probably 92, 93 that I had long hair. And I was doing kind of, the band thing, playing out and everything. And I go, "So, guys," I said, "this is not what you're doing. I'm taking these classes and I'm learning this stuff, about how if you're going to ask me to do it, you have to ask all the girls to do it, too." And they all were kind of like, "Oh, all right, well, listen."
Did they back then? That's my question.
They didn't like what I did.
Right. No, I get it.
All these guys were, 15, 20 years older than me, and they weren't, in school learning about this stuff like I was. Like, you can't, if you ask the guys to do it, then the girls have to do it too. So yeah. This meeting kind of came to an abrupt end. So I come in the next day to work and they're like, hey, listen, if you get a chance after lunch, can you swing back upstairs? And I'm like, absolutely.
You're like a Norma Ray.
I'm learning this stuff. It's not like, you know, if I wasn't going to school, you know, learning this stuff, then I wouldn't have known. They went upstairs and they go, all right, so this is what we're going to ask. We talked it over and at least could you wear your hair back? And I'm like, absolutely. I said, yes, but I wasn't cutting my hair. So, you know, at that point, I took the rest of my classes. I didn't like the job anymore. And my buddy's parents owned a Cumberland Farms. I went and worked there. Loved the place.
As kids, my parents always, whatever we wanted to do for haircuts, that it's our body, we can cut. I went from perms to mushroom cuts to everything. And that's why I think later on in life I had a fear of getting my hair cut because I made so many drastic, horrible mistakes as a young kid where my parents said, you can do whatever you want with your hair. That was horrifying. I can't believe they let me do that. But now with my kids, I let them do whatever they want in their hair. Parker's actually doing no cut 2024. He will not get a haircut in 2024. He's growing it out. Dylan.
Wow.
Yeah. Dylan now wants to have a mullet, so he thinks that he's going to be the perfect candidate for a mullet. So he,
Joe Dirt, too.
Yeah,
Joe Dirt, too, starring
like,
Dylan.
I think it'll look good on me. And Parker goes, you're just the type of man to get a mullet,
go
for it. So,
I love that kid.
Yeah, so Parker's doing no haircut in 2024, and Dylan wants to now grow a mullet.
Tyler wanted his hair shaved, and he wanted a baseball design in the back of his head.
A shape of a baseball. Yeah.
Like he had wanted to cut into his hair.
Yeah.
Like
my kids have done like really the lightning bolts that. And did you let him do it?
Yeah, I even think we let him do a mohawk for a little bit, and then it was out of his system. But then when he got to college, he pulled it back into a bun.
Now, mom and dad, my brother and I, both wanted long hair. Always we wanted. And that was always probably the one thing that we'd fight about. Like, we let it go. And then dad would come home from work one day, probably had a bad day at work. He'd walk by and he'd go, it's time for a haircut. And then if it went a little bit longer than that, he'd say it again and go, the hair's to be cut. And then you got a haircut. My mom would take us to Hebert's in Rochester, where Greg knows it was attached to the original bowling alley.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
We'd go there. You know, when we were kids, we'd pull up, and mom would go. She'd stay in the car and go count how many people are in there.
Yeah, I used to do that with my kids.
There'd be like seven chairs, and you'd be like, Mom, there's like 11 people in there. And my mom would go, that place can't hold 11 people, so why don't you think about it again and don't lie. All right. There's only three people there. Okay, well, and shut the car off. We go in, and I did have to get my haircut. So, we hated getting our haircuts.
Your dad, if your dad walked in when you were at the service merchandise,
yes,
when you were having the same argument with service merchandise, if your dad had walked in and said, "Time to get it cut," and then he came back and said the second thing, whatever it was, like get it cut, would you have gotten it cut?
Probably, but like I said, the rule was, if you're in school.
No, I got it.
And now, at first it was, if you're living under my roof, and then I think they realized I wasn't going anywhere for a while. it was when you're out of school, I don't care.
But I
could care less.
See, I'm you dress one way, but you do what you want with your hair.
When you lived under, you know, when you, his rules, and when you were in school, there was short hair. Bang, school, when school was over, my brother and I, we had exceptionally long hair. He cut his for you know, different jobs and stuff, and I cut mine like either once or twice, and that's the way it is. And still to this day, if my dad says anything, I go, well, maybe if you had let us do this when we were kids, we would have got it out of our system.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
It's interesting, though, that had your dad given you the same ultimatum at the same time they did at work, you would have done it because your dad said so.
Yes.
Not because your job said so.
I wasn't going to argue with dad about it, but what was happening at Service Merchandise is a lot of the, at the time, some of the, not the big management, but the middle people were like, they were still going old school. Like,
I get it.
Like,
I get it.
Sadie works someplace right now, and she has to go get shopping carts, and my dad said to her, I should only be for the guys. Because, but you know, my dad's just, he's old school.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
He's like, whoa, Sid.
Yeah.
Do you just tell him no? And Sadie goes, no, Grandpa, I go out and do the carts. You know,
right,
I may not be able to, you know,
can't do 100 of them.
Can't do 1,000 of them, but, whatever. You know, I go out. And so,
1,000's a lot, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of carriages.
Yep.
All right. Well, I didn't know that. You're probably the only person that I ever know as a male to stand up against management in that regard. I don't know anybody that, and I'm not. That's not a criticism. It's just an observation.
But I just had to laugh because I said to the guy,
"Fair one."
Like, did any? You're paying me. You know, the company is paying for my schooling. I'm going there and I'm learning, you know, stuff about running, you know, running a business. Do you guys have any questions? Because it's like what you're saying to me is you know, popular in the 80s. Well, this isn't the 80s anymore. And if I have to, you know, cut my hair or do it, then the girls have to.
Nowadays, they just don't care. They just want you to be employed.
They could give a crap if you go in there and you know, they just want bodies there.
Yep.
They don't care.
Have a buzz on.
You could smear your face with shit and you'd be an instant manager.
You can have fuck you tattooed on your forehead and that door greet is like, hey, how's it going? Come on in. And you're so confused, but they don't care. They don't care. I remember the same thing is when they opened the new store. They hired people to walk around and be greeters at Service Merchandise. Yep. They pulled one of the girls aside and they said, yeah, listen, you got to cover up that tattoo. And she's like, well, it's because back then, you know, early 90s girls, didn't, you know, now you everybody that waits on you sleeved, nose pierced and all that. It's just the way it is.
I was up in Maine and the business had a sign that said, long haired freaky people, please apply.
Yep.
which is great, you know. So, all right. Well, anyway, all right. Thursday, which means Laura has done some research for you to help save you money. Are you ready, Laura?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Shoppers, welcome to the market. Boy, I tell you, really happy to have you here as a customer. We know there's a lot of places you can shop. We're glad you're here. While you're here, stop on that aisle number 7. Say hello to Kelly Brown. He's a 37-year associate. He started here when he was 6 months old, Shoppers. We used to, we cuddled him up and we made him model as a turkey. But now he's a good kid. He works hard, except for the dirty notes he leaves when we do inventory. We had to suspend him once. But say hi to Kelly Brown at aisle number 7, Shoppers. And if you look down there in aisle number 14, you'll see we have Alice. She turned around. It's Scott McMullen, ladies and gentlemen.
That's, I see.
He's got the long freaking hair, Shoppers. I told him to cut it. He said, you, so I'm not gonna, you know, what do you gotta do? We need the employees, Shoppers. So Scotty's a good kid. Don't mind the beeping anklet he's got on his ankle. We'll get into that later. And down there in the frozen food section with all of your budgetary items and needs and all that, it's Laura Boyce with Cooking on a Budget, Shoppers.
Okay, Greg's food sale of the week. Hurry over to Hannaford. Sumo Orange is 2 for $4.
Hi-ya!
Now, if you notice, the season is running out. They're getting smaller. It's almost time for them to go.
This is one of the only oranges they sell by the number. Right, so you buy 4, and they're not cheap. So you can only buy a few of them at a time, but they're delicious.
Yeah, 2 for $4, which is a good deal, but they are small. Kelly's beer sale of the week. Now, Market Basket has your Sam Adams, Corona, Blue Moon, Heineken, Stella Artois, Amstel Light, and then a couple of your Twisted Teas, Downy Setters and stuff for $14.99 a 12-pack. At Hannaford, you can get Fat Tire Ale and Voodoo Ranger and Blue Moon for $14.99 for your 12-packs. Roadkill Sweet of the Week, your Hostess Donuts, the weird chocolate donuts.
I prefer if I'm going to have them. I'm not saying
you
I haven't
the
had
powdered.
I'd rather have the powdered.
Okay, well they have those too. Only $1.99 for a bag.
Okay,
so it's a
that's a great deal.
I bet if you go into the into your convenience store and you buy them, I bet it's $1.99 for a little pack.
You are wrong. It can be up to a friend of mine told me $2.79.
So $1.99 for a whole bag. Yeah. Then you can put them in your own baggies and bring them to work.
I haven't had them in a very long time, so I don't know if $2.79 is ballpark. But okay. I'll definitely
guys. They're donuts. I was told that by another guy who told me that they're actually donuts, not donuts.
I said donuts. I said Hostess donuts.
Like donuts. Donuts. Okay, sorry, my bad. Okay,
Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Market Basket and for your mom to Kelly, Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches, the ham and cheese croissant, sausage, egg and cheese croissant, sausage, egg and cheese biscuit, or sausage, egg and cheese English muffin, $5.99. So you're saving like $1.20 this week if you buy those. Hannaford sales end on Saturday. It's Easter week. I can't believe now Easter this year is early, March 31st. So a lot of places have your hams on sale next week. Hannaford sales end on Saturday. We have the shank portion ham, 79 cents a pound. Boneless chicken tenders, $2.99 a pound. Local Gulf of Maine all natural Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. Cooked medium cocktail shrimp, 41 to 50 count, $5.99 a pound. But I wouldn't buy them in Hannaford because you're going to get a higher count in the pound for cocktail shrimp at Shaw's this week. Cara Cara Naval Oranges, $3.99 for the 3-pound bag. Smithfield Bacon, $3.99. Hannaford Regular Bacon, only two for $7. Boneless Sirloin Tips, $9.99 a pound. Spiral Sliced Half Ham is $1.49 a pound. Whole Beef Boneless Strip Loin, $8.99 a pound. Polish Ham from $4.99 a pound in the deli. And your 85% Lean Ground Turkey, two for $7. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales begin on Wednesdays. Appleton Farm Spiral Sliced Half Ham there is $1.49 a pound. Your California Mandarins, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Green Grapes, $1.69 a pound. Sliced White Mushrooms, $1.29. Purdue Family Pack Chicken Wings, only $8.99 a pound. French Pork Rack Roast, $3.29 a pound. French rack of lamb, $9.99 a pound. Bone and ribeye roast, $8.99 a pound. And cinnamon rolls with icing, only $1.69. Those aren't the Pillsbury, but they're the Aldi brand. And guess what? Nobody knows the difference. They're cinnamon rolls with icing. People just eat them. Shaw's sales start on Friday. The 4U sale, where you need the app. You have your spiral sliced ham there is only 97 cents a pound. They limit you to one. Sweet potatoes, 47 cents a pound, limit you to 5 pounds. Beef eye of round, top round roast, or London broil, $2.97 a pound. Asparagus, only at 87 cents a pound. Now, your easy peel raw shrimp, 21 to 25 count, or your cooked shrimp, 26 to 30 count, only $5.97 a pound. Fresh Purdue roaster or Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, bone and thighs, or leg quarters, 97 cents a pound. General Mills cereal, roadkill, you like your cereal?
Yep.
You also like your Nature Valley granola bars?
Yes, I do.
And I don't know if you eat the Betty Crocker fruit snacks, including the Scooby snacks. Only $1.77.
I have had some Scooby snacks in my time.
He packs them in his little metal lunchbox every morning, his Rat Patrol lunchbox.
But if you're going for a box of cereal, $1.77 is a great deal.
Absolutely.
Limit you to four. Sargento sliced, shredded, or balanced breaks. And I think you like the balanced breaks with the nuts and cheese. Only $1.97. Land O'Lakes quarter butter, $2.97. Hellman's mayonnaise, only $2.97. Strawberries, $1.97 a pound.
Hell, man.
Rana fresh cut pasta, only 97 cents each. And your Sam Adams Twisted Tea, Truly Hard Seltzer, $12.99 with your digital rebate. And your 18-pack of Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, $1.99 with your digital rebate. Other deals at Shaw's, Pepsi or Schweppes Seltzers 12-packs, or your Pepsi 8-pack bottles or Gatorade 8-pack bottles, buy two, get two free. Muffins, buy one, get one free. Doritos, Ruffles, Lay's Kettle Chips, or Smart Food Popcorn, $2.49 when you buy three, limit three. Signature Select Pizza, $3.99. Your Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream or your Signature Select, only two for $6. Signature Select 24-pack waters, only two for $5. Your cuties, $5. And they also have next week a stock-up sale. You can earn four times the reward points. Just check out the flyer. The link is on my page. Now we'll head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Your spiral sliced ham there is $2.99 a pound. Boneless rib roast, $9.99 a pound. Bless you. Bless you. Sorry. Ham portion, shank or butt is $1.19 a pound. Semi-boneless whole lamb leg, $7.99 a pound. Large haddock filet, $6.99 a pound. Land O'Lakes American sliced cheese, $3.99 a pound. Your butter quarters there, $3.49. Green beans, 99 cents a pound. English muffins, two for $5. Blackberries, two for $4. Butternut squash, 79 cents a pound. Zucchini squash, 99 cents a pound. And yams, 69 cents a pound. So you're getting a lot of your hams, your ribeyes, and a lot of your vegetables on sale for Easter. Your recipes this week are a turkey and asparagus stir fry and Cajun veggie pasta. Those recipes are up at morningbuzz.com.
Thank you.
Know why we're playing this particular selection out, but ladies and gentlemen,
we're diving into some serious savings. That's why
we're trying.
Nicely done, Kelly. Yeah. Check out all of that at Laura's page in case you want to get some, want to check back on it. She wrote it all down for you. So enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.